Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A recent study regarding the effects of therapy regarding those who have unwanted same-sex attraction confirms the overwhelming effectiveness of people receiving such counsel. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, there's a study that has come out among many. This is a new study called The Effects of Therapy on Religious Men Who Have Unwanted Same-Sex Attractions. And it confirms the overwhelming effectiveness of people receiving counsel to reduce or eliminate their unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or identity. Matt, we have known this for some time, and some of these state laws that we are challenging and local ordinances that ban such counsel really wants to pretend that this reality doesn't exist.
Yeah, even the American Psychiatric Association, a very liberal organization, in the past has had to reluctantly admit that there are varying stages of success with this type of counseling. And the point is, too, that these are people who have unwanted same-sex attractions. The left likes to portray these, you know, re-education camps and for people seeking such counseling. It's a bunch of nonsense with electroshock and, you know, just a bunch of crazy stuff. The reality is that everyone struggles with different temptations, and people who self-identify based upon aberrant sexual proclivities and temptations, they need to know, they need to get to the root of where those temptations and those proclivities came from. And we know statistically, the studies with the Archives of Sexual Behavior and others show an astronomical rate of people who, frankly, men especially, who were molested as boys by homosexual predators. They would need to drill down and get to the root cause of these unwanted same-sex attractions, and the ever-tolerant left wants to shut that down completely and keep them from getting to the root of those temptations.
You know, you're so accurate when you say that, Matt. Unfortunately, most of the time it's been abusive situations that these people are dealing with, but this particular study even refutes what the American Psychological Association says, that this does help those. In fact, this study showed that more than two-thirds of those who participated in group therapy, again, it's talk therapy, nothing weird, but just talk therapy, received help in getting, you know, rid of these unwanted same-sex attractions or behavior.
Yeah, and they had significant heterosexual shifts in sexual attraction, sexual identity, and behavior, and moderate to marked decreases in suicidality, depression, substance abuse, and increases in social functioning as well as self-esteem. The study's effectiveness rates for counseling people with unwanted same-sex attraction were comparable to the effectiveness rates of psychotherapy in general for any unwanted issue. Let me say that again. The study's effectiveness regarding counseling people with unwanted same-sex attraction were comparable to the effective rates of benefit of psychotherapy in general for any unwanted issue.
That's amazing. Absolutely.
That's amazing. Yeah. And, you know, there are certain kinds of stresses or addictions that are harder to overcome. There are certain eating disorders that are hard to overcome. But the fact of the matter is, here in this area, it compared favorably to counseling in any unwanted area, whatever that might be. So for any government to look at this particular kind of counsel, single it out and say, this counsel alone is going to be banned because someone has some anecdotal statement somewhere that it didn't help them. Imagine if you were to look at any area of counseling where there's unwanted issues in your life, and you found someone who said, well, the counseling didn't help me at all. So if you were to do that, you would ban counsel across the board.
For everything.
For everything.
Yeah.
For everything. And, you know, they use words like reparative therapy. All this is a counselor and a client in the privacy of their room talking through stresses that the client is experiencing. That's all it is.
Right. It's typically client-led. They're not being forced to do anything. Counselors just helping them work through things. You know, and they've found that the average person who receives counseling for whatever problem is 70 to 75% better off than those who didn't receive counseling. So it's a very helpful thing to have.
Yeah. And those governments that attempt to shut this down are applying a political motive to a therapeutic solution. And neither the two, it's like oil and water. And so they're engaging really in tyranny. They're trying to shut down people with unwanted same-sex attraction from receiving the help that they want. No one's being forced into anything. And that is nothing short of tyranny.
Yeah. In our press release where we address this, and you can find it and find some links as well, it's lc.org. But listen to this statement that we put in our release, which comes from this study, and it says, prevalence of help or hindrance and effect size were comparable with those for conventional psychotherapy for unrelated mental health issues. A meta-level study, which means a wide range of studies, a study of studies. That's what a meta-level or a meta-study is. It's a study of studies.
A meta-analysis.
So a meta-level study on a wide range of therapies has shown that the average person who received counseling for whatever problem was better off than 70 to 75% of the persons who did not receive counseling. So counseling helps. Counseling certainly helps in this area. Counseling is effective. I was listening to Walt Heyer, and we've had him on this program before, and he's one of several clients that we represent in a suit that we'll be pursuing against California for its unbelievably intrusive counseling ban. But Walt said that, you know, he ultimately was counseled by Paul Walker. Paul Walker was the chairman of the Benjamin Standards of Care, the Harry Benjamin Standards of Care regarding transsexuals or transgenders. He became the first president of that organization. And he ultimately recommended that he go through the sex change hormones and plastic surgery. But, you know, he became a Christian, Walt did, after he went through all of that. And he had named himself different. He named himself Laura. He began to identify as a woman. He was born male. But he became a Christian. And ultimately, he said that counseling from Christians after he became a Christian was very, very helpful and effective. But there are government agendas pushed by the LGBT agenda that really wants to shut off this kind of counseling to anyone. So this 70 to 75% or this large number of people that benefit and that can overcome these unwanted, and I underscore that, these are unwanted. These are people that don't want these stresses, don't want these feelings, don't want this behavior. They want to shut off that kind of counseling. They want to slam the door.
Yeah. The reason they want to slam the door is because the successes we see with people like this,
it cuts against their narrative.
Exactly. They represent a clear and present danger to their narrative, a false narrative that change is impossible, that people are, quote, born that way. And so they have to shut it down because the growing success of people escaping these lifestyle choices, it destroys that narrative.
But look at the opposite. Those people that are pushed into LGBT and surgery, more than 40% of them commit suicide.
Yeah.
40%.
It's a high percent. And that's why Johns Hopkins University, the first institution in America that began to do these what they call SRS, sex reassignment surgery, redo plastic surgery, they abandoned it. They stopped it. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there was no benefit. And number two, they said it increased the rate of suicide.
It's not the answer.
Because once you go through that and that doesn't solve your mental stress, now you've already mutilated your body. So it increases the anxiety. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Pray for us as we continue to challenge these bans across the country. We want to make sure that individuals that need help get the help that they need. We want to be sure that counselors that can help individuals, even share their own personal stories, some of whom have come through LGBT lifestyle and have been transformed by Jesus, can do so. We need you to stand with us both in prayer and financial support. Go to lc.org to make a contribution to Liberty Council. Make a regular monthly pledge as well. Sign up for our emails at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.